Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, welcome to your Saturday edition of Undying Light, reading the Bible in a year. And as we've talked about these last few weeks, this is just simply a recap of what you should have read in the previous week and what to look forward to in the week to come. Not a deep exegetical dive that is left for the other shows, Friday's show, for instance, on the Gospel of Matthew. So there won't be any, you know, deep dive, but we will discuss a few things as they come up. And I hope that you can kind of pay attention to those as they come along. Last week, you would have read up through the 35th chapter in the book of Exodus. And so you would have come across the giving of the Ten Commandments, and then you would have hit a whole bunch of sections on law. It is a daunting part of the Bible, and I always advocate that you read those slowly and read them in the context as they are given, as they are addressing the people of Israel. And they are good to know because this is how Israel essentially is formed. These were the laws that were given at the formation of Israel. So 35 is an interesting chapter because it stops kind of in the middle of a section. So if you have an ESV Bible, for instance, is what I use when I read. In verse 30 of chapter 35, you have the construction of the tabernacle. That then carries all the way on into 36 and, in fact, finishes all of 36. So 36 is encompassing the entirety of the tabernacle. Again, a daunting chapter as you begin your weekly reads for tomorrow. But interesting to see how all of these things kind of fit together. Just for instance, if you go down to, you know, the 14th and so on, you'll see he also made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle and made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits and the breadth of each curtain was 4 cubits. The 11 curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 by themselves, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the outermost curtain on one set and 50 on the other connecting curtain. And so it's just a very detailed breakdown of how the tabernacle is constructed. My advice, read through it. It's not anything you really have to commit to memory. You know, these aren't going to be verses that you're going to be quizzed on in heaven, but they are definitely interesting to see how this first tabernacle, the dwelling place of God, was established. Because remember, this is God coming and dwelling with the Israelites as they journey through the desert. And this was his criteria. This was his requirements to the Israelites in order for him to dwell between them. So that is a very important section and can often just be kind of overlooked or cast away as irrelevant. But there is so much relevance to it because this is where we start to understand the importance of the temples of God's dwelling place. And we'll see that when the actual temples are constructed. And then we even see that further in the New Testament, when the new dwelling place of God, the Holy Spirit, will be us, and the importance of that. So these all are, in fact, exceptionally important verses. So I always highly encourage you to just, you know, spend some time and just kind of work through them as you can. Don't, you know, get all tripped up over, you know, oh, is this 8 frames with a base of silver and 16 bases under every frame, 2 bases? You know, I mean, just read it and just allow it to sit into your mind. So moving on from 36, you'll get to making of the ark. This is the Ark of the Covenant. You've got making of the table, the lampstand, and the altar of incense. 38, you'll see the altar of burnt offerings. You'll see the bronze basin, making the court, more materials for the tabernacle. And then this is kind of neat. In 39, you'll see the priestly garments being constructed. So this is really neat. And this is actually where you'll see a lot of the Roman Catholic, the Orthodox, and even Anglican and Lutheran churches taking inspiration from these verses on how the priestly garments are used. And so read through that and just kind of examine it. There's some really fascinating pieces there. They are quite elaborate robes that are used here for the priesthood. Chapter 40 is the last chapter. Now you have the tabernacle erected, and then verse 34 to the end, you have the glory of the Lord. And I love this little caption here. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled in on it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle throughout all of the journeys. Whenever the cloud was taken up over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, they did not set out till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was in the tabernacle, and the fire was it by night, and the sight of the house, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So really kind of a neat ending to the book of Exodus. Then you will work into Leviticus. This looks like Tuesday's reading. You'll read chapters 1 through 4, and so you'll get some more law. This will be laws of burnt offerings. In chapter 2, the law of grain offerings. Chapter 3, the law of peace offerings. And chapter 4, the law of sin offerings. They're relatively short, but again, daunting chapters. Then you move actually into 5, and 5 will be a continuation of 4 with more sin offerings. So again, understanding the framework and context that these verses are written in. These are written to Israel. These were the laws that were constructed and given to the Israelites when they sinned. This was how they atoned for their sins. So it is exceptionally important to see this, because this all pays weight to the ultimate sacrifice of Christ and how much he endured to what we should have endured, because we should have had to offer each of these sacrifices. And even then, that doesn't actually atone for the sin, because we are sinners and we continuously need to atone for our sin. And so this is the replacement that Christ brings. And so that's, it's just exceptionally important, in my opinion, these couple of chapters. So pay attention to chapters 1, probably through chapters, most of Leviticus. You know, a lot of people don't like it, but it is a deeply rich book, and there's a lot of good things here to pull out. So chapter 5, you'll actually start the next day, and you'll continue on reading of the sin offerings, and then you'll go into the law of guilt offerings, and then the priest and the offerings, and then you'll conclude that day with chapter 7. And then in chapter 8, you'll pick up with the consecration of Aaron and his sons. The Lord accepts Aaron's offering. And then you'll have the death of Nadab and Abihu. This is where Aaron's sons offer up the wrong incense. The wrong offering is given to God, and God strikes them down. So this is an interesting chapter. Pay attention to it again. Read through it slowly. And, you know, understand the concept of how God wants to be worshiped. This is not, to be blunt, this isn't a game. This isn't a roulette session of we get to choose how we worship God, because God sets the criteria of worship. And coming from a traditional liturgically based a confessional Lutheran church, we have a traditional service where we have certain things in certain orders, and we sing the hymns, and we worship God, and we communicate with God. But in the modern church now, we see a lot of these, these contemporary worship structures, and we see the bands playing, and there is no reverence for the sacraments. There's no confession and absolution. There is no creeds recited. There's no proclamation of faith given, and they are essentially just a TED talk for the popular stage preacher. And it's, in my opinion, that is the complete opposite of how we have worshiped God through from Scripture and church history. So pay attention to chapter 10, because you will find the response that God gives, and that is in the death of Nadab and Abihu. Now, obviously, that's not going to be the case with everybody today, because we see all sorts of weird and wacky types of church services, but this was, there was a specific reason why God did this and made this a point in the early parts of Israel. And this was to establish the criteria going forth. So pay attention to that. Moving on, you get the clean and unclean animals in chapter 11. Chapter 12 is the purification after childbirth. Very short chapter. Chapter 13 is laws about leprosy. 14 is the last day. So this will be your next Saturday's reading. Laws for cleansing lepers and laws for cleansing houses. Laws for bodily discharges. I'm sure that's going to be everybody's favorite section to read. And that's what you finish the week on. So a whole section on bodily discharges. I hope you enjoy it, because it will be wonderful. So again, this was all done to separate Israel from the rest of the world. These are very specific laws given in very specific contexts. They have no application outside of Israel as a nation. To the Gentiles, they don't apply. The Ten Commandments do, and we'll see that when we get to the book of Romans, when Paul writes on Romans 1 that God wrote the law, being the Ten Commandments, on the hearts of all people. So that's the difference between the two, and obviously we've got a whole series of episodes dedicated to law-gospel distinctions, and in fact, I wrote a book about it, and so if you're interested, that should be being published here very shortly. So that's the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week as we continue on the journey in Leviticus. I think that will take us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it might be into Numbers by next week. So I hope you guys have a great week. We'll see y'all later. God bless.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.